O God, you are the God who disrupts our lives with an invitation. During this season of Lent, may we stop and may we start again. May we stop our strivings marked by greed and anxiety. May we start again the work of compassion and generosity. Amen. This past week on Ash Wednesday, we began our observance of Lent with this invitation. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the Church, to the observance of a holy Lent. By self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word, and to make a right beginning of repentance as a mark of our mortal nature. I don't think I have ever needed Lent as badly as I do this year. Like I'm sure all of you, I was heartbroken to hear this past Wednesday, on Ash Wednesday, of the shooting in Parkland, Florida, where 14 students and 3 teachers were slain by yet another young man with an assault weapon. I was brokenhearted to hear of Mr. Aaron Feiss, the football coach, and who also did security at the school, who placed his own body before the students whom he cared for and loved, and was riddled with bullets, and died. I don't know if Mr. Feiss was a man of faith. I don't know what his beliefs were. But along with being a martyr, I don't think I have heard of a greater example of what Christ is all about. This person who is so willing to put himself before others, who I am sure had the same temptation as many to hide and to protect oneself. I hope that none of us are in that situation, because it's hard to, and plus it's always hard to know how we too would have reacted. So I'm heartbroken. But on top, but even worse than heartbroken, I'm tired. I'm tired of this unnecessary carnage that continues to happen again and again in our society. I'm tired of politicians who, while cashing checks for millions of dollars from the National Rifle Association, try to tell us there's nothing they can do. I'm tired of hearing bells ring to mark these lives lost. And I'm tired of excuses people make. So I really need this time of prayer, of contemplation, of worship, of meditation and prayer, fasting. I need to truly strip away those things in my life that often get in the way of my relationship, my conversations with God. During these great 40 days of Lent, we strip down the inside of the church. The beautiful flowers are replaced by these arrangements of dried branches, but of wheat to promise hope. We've taken down the flags, the banners, and almost anything that isn't completely necessary. The Paschal candle is hidden in the back. All this we do to remind us that we have entered a time of wilderness. We have gone into the desert with Christ. And like Christ, we are called each moment of our lives to listen to promises while at the same time dealing with the seduction of evil. Throughout the 40 days, in other versions of the gospel, we are told that Jesus is tempted by power, by worldly goods. But instead of being seduced by evil and giving into it, he relies on the promise of God the Father, a God who has called us to be his children, whose love is so great, he's willing to sacrifice his only son so that we might return, that we may repent. We are told at the end of today's gospel by Jesus that we must live into the good news. We must turn around to repent and listen to the good news, that news of love. But it's not just enough to listen. We must go out into the world and proclaim it, to live into it. To not give in to the temptation that there's nothing we can do about what's wrong in the world. But in the promise that if we all work together, truly live with this vision of God's love, this steadfastness that it talks about in the Psalms, that we can make a difference. So this is why Lent is so important for us to simplify our lives so we can truly look at what it is that God is calling us to do. Instead of allowing the television, the radio, social media, the pundits to tell us that things are impossible, that this is the way it is, to instead turn to God, to turn to Christ and realize that, no, this is not the way it has to be. We are not powerless. We are made in God's image. We are God's children adopted through Christ. And to believe in the promise that through God, all things are possible. It is up to us to make sure that the sacrifice of people like Mr. Aaron Feiss was not in vain. As we mourn their loss, to take to heart that love is so powerful that through it all can be accomplished. To not be seduced by the words of the devil that tells us that this is the way it is, because we know better. My brothers and sisters, I invite you to a holy Lent. I invite you to a time of prayer, a meditation. And I invite you to live into the promise of God and not to give in to the false seduction of the devil, to understand that you can make a difference in the world. Let us pray. Teach us in this season how to listen with a voice to the voice of promise and seduction, and how to tell them apart. May we hear better your voice of assurance and recognize its counterfeit, and that we may walk faithfully before you this day and always. Amen.